One of them is the impacts on domestic production in Mexico, the implications of that ambiguous decree, also implications for corn that is used for human consumption. The other side of the coin is livestock feed. And then the last piece here is, what about corn imports? So there's kind of one version of this where absolutely no GM corn allowed to be produced, consumed, or imported into Mexico. And then there's sort of this other variation where there's some exception for corn that is fed to livestock or that goes into the feed supply chain, and then also potentially corn that's imported. So they could still import GM corn to feed their livestock, but maybe they're not producing it. That's sort of the high level take.